Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Psachim. Up until now, we've talked about the Isser of Chametz and the various Isserim associated with either eating Chametz, having an offer from Chametz, or even owning Chametz. And of course, the flip side of Chametz is Matzah. The grain products that can become chametz, if they are cooked before they become chametz, then they are matzah. And in fact, the definition of matzah pretty much is that which has not yet become chametz. And so, Mishnah Hay tells us about the qualifications for matzah. Now, there is a mitzvah to eat matzah all of the 7 days of Pesach, or 8 days now in Chutz La'aretz. But there is an obligation, a chiyuv, to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. And so the Mishnah says, "Eilu dvarim she'adam yotze b'hamidei chavas b'Pesach." These are the things that you can use to fulfill your obligation to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. Bachitim b'seorim b'kuspin b'shifon u'vishival shual. Wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. These are, of course, the five grains. We're familiar with them from a number of different contexts, including, but limited to, that these are the things that, if made into a dough and then baked, would get a mizonos or a hamotzi bracha, depending on the context. And bread made from these five grains that would require benching and bracha of hamotzi. So these five grains can make matzah. Nothing else can make matzah. You can't make matzah out of rice or millet or anything else like that, or quinoa. You can only make matzah out of these five grains. Now, of course, we know that you can certainly make matzah out of chulin. That if these grains have been fully processed and then you've taken shumos and maestros. But our Mishnah is now going to discuss what other contexts. You can use these grains for matzah. And this is, of course, a familiar list. We've seen this list before because this is also the same list of things that you make a zimun on. And it's also the same list that we had for things that can use to make an eruv for Shabbos. So not only chulin, but also v'yotzim b'demai. You can use demai. Demai is that grain which was bought from an Am Ha'aretz, and so it is uncertain whether or not he took Trumos and Maestros, and so it is Safek Tevel. It is possibly grain that has not yet had its Trumos and Maestros taken, and therefore, Midrabanan, it is required for us to take Maestros again. Midrabanan, of course, it's Mutter, but more importantly, the halacha is that poor people are permitted to eat Demai, even without taking the Maestros, and therefore, since anybody could very simply become poor by declaring that all of their things are hefker and they are and ownerless, and therefore they now own nothing, so then they could eat the demai. And therefore, you could eat the demai, you could be yotze with matzah of demai, even if you don't declare yourself to be poor. Now, of course, you're still violating the Isser Rabbanan of eating demai, but you did fulfill your obligation to eat matzah, which is an obligation. Potentially, midaraisa, certainly during the time of Karban Pesach, it would be an obligation that is midaraisa. Uvemaisa rishon shenitlo trumaso. Also, of course, the first thing you take off of the grains is truma, and then you take maisa rishon. And maisa rishon is given to the Levi, and the Levi is obligated to take trumas maiser from that maiser, so and give that to the Kohen. So we're talking here about maisa rishon, whose trumas maiser has been taken. Now, In addition, the Mishnah is also talking about another kind of circumstance where in addition to the chiddush here, really, is that it's not just that Trumas Meiser was taken, but it's even possible that Trumas Meiser was taken even though Truma Gedola was not. Now, Truma Gedola is usually taken first, and of course, if you don't take Truma Gedola, you have to give it later. But there is a possible circumstance where a Levi would come to the granary early in the process before the produce is fully processed. It's what we call before Miruach HaKri. And so therefore the obligation of Truma has not yet begun. And if the Levi takes his Meiser at that point, then it never became obligated in Truma Gedola and doesn't have to have Truma taken. And so when we say Meiser Rishon Shenitz Trumaso, we mean that it had his Truma's Meiser taken, even if under this context, Truma Gedola was not taken. Next, of course, is Umaiser Sheni Behektish Sheniftu. Maiser Sheni is the grains that are taken after Maiser Rishon, and those can be kept by the owner, but they must be eaten in Yerushalayim. And Hektish is stuff that has been dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. Both of these things have an intrinsic holiness to them, and they have restrictions on when and where and by whom they can be eaten. Hektish, of course, belongs to the Beis HaMikdash and cannot be used or eaten by anybody unless you redeem it first. Maaser Sheni must be in Yerushalayim, but if you're outside Yerushalayim, you can redeem your Maaser Sheni onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim and eat the food and buy food to eat there. Now the halacha is that when you redeem your own Maaser Sheni or your own Hekdesh, that you have to add an additional premium of a chomesh, a 25% additional payment, in addition to its actual value. Now, when we say Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh that were redeemed, we mean that they were redeemed. So now the Kiddush is transferred to the money, even though you may not have paid the Chomesh yet. If you haven't paid the Chomesh, the thing is still redeemed. You just own the Chomesh. You just owe the Chomesh. And so therefore, you can still use that that grain to make matzah that you can eat at the Seder. And finally on our list, the Kohanim, Bechala, V'Truma. Kohanim can, of course, use Truma or Chala that's taken off from a dough. It would have to be matzah dough, right? Baked immediately. And they can use that because they are permitted to eat it. And for them, there's no reason for them not to be able to eat it. Aval, however, there are, of course, things that you cannot use, and these are kind of parallel to the first three list things on our list of things that you can use. So we said that you can use demai, you can be fulfill your obligation with demai, avalo betevel, but you cannot fulfill your obligation with tevel vadai, that is grain whose maestros, trumas and maestros, have not been taken for certain, not it's not doubtful, it's definite, then you can't fulfill your obligation. And if you eat matzah made out of tevel, not only have you violated a significant isser because you ate tevel, which you're not allowed to do, it's an isser d'oraisa, but also you did not fulfill your obligation to eat matzah. V'lo b'raser ma'aser rishon shilnen lo nitra trumaso. Also, ma'aser rishon whose trumas ma'aser wasn't taken, or we mentioned before that there is a circumstance under which truma gedola doesn't have to be taken, but under the normal circumstance where the levi collected his ma'aser after Mirach HaKri, after the processing is finished, and then Truma had not yet been given, but the obligation to give Truma had already begun. And therefore, when he takes his Meiser early, he still has to give Truma Gedola from it in addition to Truma's Meiser. And if that did not happen, so then you cannot use this grain for matzah because it is basically Tevel. And also, v'lova ma'aser sheni v'hektish shelo niftu. And also, the same thing is true for ma'aser sheni, which was not redeemed, or hektish, which was not redeemed. Or even if they were redeemed, but they were redeemed improperly. Meaning, for example, ma'aser sheni must be redeemed with money, and the money specifically has to be not just gold, but it has to be an actual coin with an imprint. If the coin has no imprint, if it's just a blank, then the redemption is invalid, and therefore it's considered not redeemed. So too with Hekdesh. Hekdesh cannot be redeemed. Hekdesh can be redeemed onto things other than money, but not onto land. It can only be redeemed onto money or metaltlin, or objects that are carryable, non-land, really. And so if you try to redeem Hekdesh onto land, that redemption is invalid, and therefore you cannot use either of those, Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh, that were not redeemed or were redeemed improperly, which is, again, not redeemed, for matzah to fulfill your obligation. Now, now we're going to kind of move into a related but different halacha. There are two different korbanos, the korban toda, which is a type of shlamim, and the korbanos that a nazir brings. Both require bread to be brought along with them. The nazir needs to bring 20 breads, 10 times, 10 loaves, I guess you'd call it, of two different kinds of bread. Now, these breads are both matzah. We have matzah loaves, whatever that means. But matzah is not necessarily a flat wafer as we are familiar with it. But that's the second type, matzah wafers. So we have matzah wafers, which are kind of the flat matzahs that we're used to, and matzah loaves, which is apparently cooked fast enough that it does not rise, but it has more substance to it, it would seem. And so those are the two types of bread that the Nazir has to bring along with his karban. And a person who brings a karban todah has to bring four types of bread, those two, along with fried matzah, so dough that is fried, but fried quickly so that it does not become chametz, and loaves of chametz. So those are the breads that are brought with this karbanos. Now, with the exception of the one that is the 10 loaves of chametz that the person is bringing his todah, all the other breads that we've just discussed are all matzah. They are all baked quickly before they can become chametz, and so, in concept, one would think that they could be used to fulfill the obligation of matzah. Certainly, you can eat them on Pesach because they are not chametz. So the Mishnah says, chalos toda, or kike nazir. The loaves that go along with the toda, or the wafers that go along with the karbanos of the nazir. Now, the truth is, as we said, both the nazir and the person bringing karban toda have both loaves and wafers. And so the Mishnah is not saying specifically the loaves with the todah and the wafers with the nazir, it means the loaves and the wafers of the karban todah and of the nazir. If he baked them for his own purpose, right, asa'an la'atzmo, so that he could fulfill his own obligation to bring these loaves and wafers along with his karban, ein yotzim behem, he cannot use them to fulfill his obligation for the first night of Pesach. Why not? Well, the mitzvah of matzah, the chiyuv of matzah on the first night includes the qualification ushmartem es hamatzos. We have to guard the matzos to make sure that they don't become chametz, and we have to guard them specifically for the purpose of the mitzvah of fulfilling the obligation of matzah on Leil HaSeder. And therefore, if he made them, right, that's why we call them shmura matzos, right, because they are guarded. And therefore, if he made them in order to use for his karbanos, so then they were not made with the intention to be used for the night of the Seder, and therefore they were not guarded from becoming chametz with the intention of fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah of Pesach. On the contrary, they were certainly guarded to not become chametz, but it was for the purpose of fulfilling a different mitzvah, the mitzvah of the karban, of the breads that go along with the karbanos. However, asa'an lim karbashuk, if he made them in order to sell them in the market, well, then when in that case, he would obviously have to have a much broader thing in mind, right? He's keeping them from becoming chametz, but he intends to sell them. Well, the market for matzah of the various forms really has three main sets of purchasers. People who want to bring a karban todah, people who need to bring karbanos nazir, and people who plan to make a Seder, right? People who want to eat them on Pesach. And therefore, if a person baked these matzahs in order to sell, then certainly he would have in mind not only that they could be used for the appropriate karbanos, but also that they could be used, he was guarding them also, for the mitzvah of Pesach. And therefore, yotzin b'hem. Therefore, he can use them to fulfill his obligation at Leil HaSeder.